Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Michael Cawley is our guest. He is Mr. O'Leary, who's the CEO's deputy CEO, and now he's the COO at Ryanair as well, with the company since 1997. So I've flown Ryanair. Perhaps some Americans here have not. It is no frills. You get what you pay for, and you pay a very cheap sticker price. Why now, all of a sudden, are you trying to be customer friendly and cater to a sort of nicer, gentler audience?
Well, Sarah, we've always been customer friendly because we're the most popular airline in Europe. We carry 81 million passengers, and I think it's being highlighted at present that we're making some changes. We're making these changes, I suppose, right now because we're not growing in the next 12 months due to lack of aircraft. We will begin quite a high level of growth from September 2014 onwards on the back of our recent order with Boeing. But in the interim, we want to fine-tune our offering, listen a little bit closer to what our customers are telling us, and make some fairly modest changes. I mean, being the most popular airline, you run the risk, if you make radical changes, of actually alienating and losing a lot of the reasons why you're already popular.
Well, it's a curious strategy, because do you have any evidence that friendlier customer service actually sells more tickets? The way I shop for airlines and is by price. I mean, I don't care. I think I group them all into the same kind of customer service level.
I think we're in a commodity business. The lowest fare wins. We also have the best service in terms of the best punctuality, the least flights cancelled, and the least bags lost by quite some distance. Now, this triple crown of service, you know, championed by Southwest in this country, we've beaten all the US carriers and all the European carriers for each of the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. However, there are some things around the edges, like allocated seating, like perhaps excessive charges for reprinting your boarding pass, this type of thing, which we're going to reduce and change over the coming months so that we can become even nicer and more popular with our customers.
So does that mean that charging for toilets is completely off the table? Because that was something that you guys were considering a couple of years ago.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people were saying that just went one step too far.
The rationale here was that we were trying to create more space in the cabin by putting more aircraft in, taking out one of the bathrooms, taking more seats in, more revenue-generating seats, lowering the cost for all the passengers as a consequence, and perhaps losing one of the bathrooms in the process.
But that's not happening.
We're essentially trying to highlight the fact that there's a cost to everything and a value that, if that cost is taken away, we can then transfer to our passengers back in lower fares.
You're going to charge me extra to watch Transformers on Ryanair. Could you do Ryanair in America?
I think so.
Well, then why not? Why don't we have? Why can't I fly to Sarah, Cincinnati for $45?
Because there's nobody as efficient as Ryanair in the U.S.
Why not?
We're too busy. Well, we can't do it because we're too busy taking advantage of the biggest travel opportunity on the planet.
You could JV like a Virgin Atlantic and do Virgin Air, you know, whatever.
Well, why not an EU? Why not do a transatlantic?
Because the bilaterals are not complete yet. We have complete freedom to fly within the EU and indeed in new countries such as Israel and Morocco, for example. They're in the open skies regime in Europe now. And we have the complete freedom to fly within those countries without speaking to any governments or consulting with anybody or getting any rights that have to go through a bureaucratic process.
So the bureaucratic process is keeping you from flying in the United States of America.
That and the fact that we're too busy taking advantage of the biggest travel opportunity on the planet.
Oh, we have to look at the stock. Right
now,
I just want to highlight the fact that in Dublin, shares were down 12%. Disappointing forecast for investors. What would you tell people that have been on the Ryanair ride and it's been an upswing up until now?
I think it's been, we have to take this over a long period of time, both in the past and in the future. I would regard the shares at the current level as being an excellent price, an excellent value, obviously. And I have I think the management have a very big position in this, including Michael O'Leary. But all of us have a huge vested interest in making this work. We're in it for the long term, and I think that it's a tremendous long-term opportunity. We have a huge cost advantage. This is a business in which it's a commodity business, and we'll be the winner.
Well, thank you for joining us, Michael Cawley.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.